So today's gospel, we have the explanation of the parable that we had two Sundays ago now. The parable in which the evil one goes out and sows seed into the field that God has sown. But rather than sowing wheat, he sows darnel or weeds. It's funny because in that parable, the servants of the master say to him, Master, didn't you sow good seed? You know, like the master could take it personally that this seed has been sowed in his field. And the response of the master to that reveals something incredibly beautiful for us. We know that Jesus, the Son of Man, is the one that sows good seed. And the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The reason why the master does not allow the servants to go out and to pull up the weeds is because the risk is that it will pull up some of the wheat as well. And it reveals something of the master's heart of how important we are to him. We are much more important to him than his pride. We had a garden and we did all of the work, and then the next thing you know, all of these weeds came up. You know, like, oh, got to get out there. I got to pull those weeds because the neighbors are going to see my garden and they're going to think about me and looking at my garden. The Son of Man knows who he is. And who he is not proven by his actions. He is who he is. It's beautiful because that first reading was very fitting a couple weeks ago. And even today, when we speak over and over, what we hear is the mercifulness of God. That God doesn't have to prove how strong he is, how amazing he is by showing and demonstrating how awesome he is. In fact, it is in his clemency, in his mercy, he reveals that he is okay, that he's secure in who he is. He doesn't have to flex his muscles to prove to others who he is. I hope in your life you have met people like this, who are confident enough, who know who they are. They know that they have power, they know that they have authority, or they know this or that about who they are, and they're able to simply be. Because I'm sure that you've met people on the other side who are so insecure about their power, their authority, that every opportunity to make sure that you know that they are in charge, they let you know that they are in charge. It is not so with our God. In his love for us, he allows insult to be leveled against him. Because next to his good seed and his children, children of the kingdom, are those of the evil one. My brothers and sisters, such is our God for us. Such is the one who loves us. And he is willing to take insult upon himself so that you might have life, that you would grow to the full maturity that has been planted in you. One day we will see perfectly the beauty of the kingdom of God. But today is not that day. today as we look out into the world, and I'm not looking at you, so just look out in the world, okay? We see wheat and we see weed growing up together. Understand the goodness, my brothers and sisters, that is sown into you, and the goodness of the fruit that it will bring about. As we learned the week before, it's not our job to produce the fruit, it's our job to receive the seed. That when that seed comes and finds an open heart, a place in which it can grow, it grows. When it is welcomed, when it is understood, when it is identified with and clinged to, it becomes fruitful on its own, in and of itself. So let us rejoice in the merciful love of our God. Because the truth of the matter is, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we too suffer when weeds are revealed in the kingdom of God in which we live. The fruit that is in you, the fruit that God wants to bring about in you, is of incredible, incredible value. You, my brothers and sisters, are of incredible value. Amen.